107.5 FM, and I'll be your Santa baby. That's Rufus Thomas. We have music here that no one else will ever play. That's it. That was a long, pregnant silence there.
We agree. We agree.
Yeah.
Howard behind the scenes is going, hey, that's a great song, man. Where'd you get that?
Where did you get all this music?
I gotta get copies of this, man. I've been kind of a Christmas fanatic for years. I've been just in general a fanatic for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The radio.
I'll agree with that.
Where did you get this music? It is such an eclectic collection.
Oh, that's the same thing you say every time we're on the air together.
Well,
I've seen your collection.
You have my collection.
Parts of it.
Yeah.
Only the good parts. You know, some parts are edible, too.
I have some of your collection now, too.
Well, as a matter of fact, since we're talking about eclectic, unusual things that no one else will play
What
in
do you
the
got?
Twin Cities, do you remember Channel 4?
Vaguely.
Well, ask Kathy if she remembers right? Channel 4.
You remember Channel 4? Right between
3 and 5?
5, yeah.
On Channel 4, they used to have a little comedy duo for kids, Axel and Carmen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, I've got The Night Before Christmas, Axel and Carmen.
My goodness.
Should we just play that with further ado?
Oh, I think
no further
ado. No more ados.
Yeah. Huh? What?
Hi, kids. This is Axel sending Christmas greetings to all of you all the way from the treehouse. Oh, say, there's someone else here who wants to send Christmas wishes. Oh, a Carmine.
Yes, Axel.
You know, I remember each Christmas the way Grandma used to get us all gathered around the fireplace and tell us in her own special way the Night Before Christmas story. Would you like to hear it the way Grandma used to tell it, Carmine?
Oh, I'd like that very much, Axel.
All right, sit down next to me now and listen real good. Was the night before Christmas when all through the place I was staying at, there wasn't nobody making no noises, not even some mouses, except my brooder-in-law, and he is a rat. The stockings was hung by the chimney kind of careful-like because the fellow with those red knickers was supposed to get there. The monsters was tucked all snug in their beds while wishes of sugar plums dance in their heads. Mama and her curlers and me in my nightshirt had just washed our feet for a long winter's nap. When out on the grass there rose a heck of a noise. I jumped out of my bed to see if it was the boys. Over to the window I flew like a flash. I could have made it faster, but I was full of Mama's hash. The moon was shining on the new snow what had just come down. And it was shining kind of like it wasn't night. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a teensy-weensy sleigh and 8 teensy-weensy rain horses. There was a tiny little driver, so sudden and quick I could tell right away in my goose pimples it was Jolly St. Nick. More faster than eagles his horses they came, and he whistled and hollered and called them all names. Now Hasher, now Trasher, now Victor, now Prancin, on Tackhead, on Stupid, on Saskansen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away. Would you rein horses please get the heck up on the wall if you don't mind, please? Then in two shakes of a wildcat's tail, I heard those aminals monkeying around with their hoofs. As I sucked in my head and tripped over the pussycat, Down the chimney comes Santa Claus. Flat on his back. He was a fat old fella, right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I seen him. I couldn't help it. A wink of his eye and a twist of his neck soon give me to know I didn't have nothing to worry about. What was left of his pipe he held in his tooth, and he smoked wrap around his head like a hoop. He was quite broad in places, and he had a round little belly that shook when he giggled like a bowl full of jelly. His eyes, they was glassy. His suit was the berries. His cheeks was like roses, and his nose like a sherry. His droll little mouth was drawed up like a bowl, and the beard on his chin dragged clean down in the snow. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work and filled up the hosiery and turned with a squirt and putin' his fingers alongside of his nose. He says, "Have a good time, children," and up the chimney he goes. He jumped in a sleigh and to his team gave a whistle. They jumped up and ran like they sat on a thistle. I heard him say as he scrammed out of there, "A Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night."
All right, 107.5 FM. Nowhere on the planet will you ever hear anything like that.
And we can be grateful.
You like that? Did you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And even the Big W here remembered it.
And, you know, I put all that sound effects and stuff behind it. It was produced the way it should have originally been produced.
So it, like, was electronically augmented.
Yeah, knowing who's got the feedback? Is that...
Probably me.
Oh, okay. Is that... I don't know. I'm hypercritical about that kind of stuff.
Hello, feedback! Stop it! I hate that feedback! Yeah.
Who's on the telephone?
Which telephone?
Which telephone?
My God, I've just let a whole bunch of comedians on the air. Hi, John, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir, and yourself?
Pretty good. John and I are old friends from way back, and John and I used to do some stuff on the radio station in St. Cloud.
Way back, though, Charlie. Not that way back, otherwise we sound old.
John, I've known you for 10 years. Do you know it's been that long? And John,
yes,
we are old.
Oh, come on now.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'll accept that.
Man. John can't hear the signal because he's in St. Cloud. But
yep.
And consider your blessings on
this
one.
Yes, John will just have to take our word for it that we're on the air.
Well, I've taken his word for it. We've never listened to Charlie anyway. He keeps telling me he works for radio, but goodness, I've never heard him.
No, no one will let me on anymore. They won't let me on, so I just build my own radio stations and go on.
Motorola repairman.
You get all 3-4 blocks, don't you hear?
Stop it now.
Except for that pine tree that kind of blocks the signal.
Mike, just to explain to you, John, because you've been out of the loop for a while.
Oh, yeah.
In general. Micropower radio is a thing that quite a few people across the United States believe is our First Amendment right to go on the air and broadcast to the people in our community.
Oh, good.
Those people do not include the people at the FCC.
Or, well, mostly, especially the people at the big radio stations, you know.
They don't like that, huh?
No, they don't want any additional competition. Imagine that.
Well, then they're not worried about you, are they?
No, not at all. Not even a little. So as a First Amendment issue that we've gone on the air, we went on the air with Barbara Carlson back before the campaign.
Uh-huh.
And we did ballot box radio.
All right.
And we talked about issues, and we invited other candidates on the air. No one accepted our invitation, of course. But...
Now, who won that mayor's race?
Stop it.
Don't blame that on us.
Yeah, don't blame that on us. Actually, she went up like 10% during the week that we were on.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
So we helped her.
All right.
We helped her.
Oh, that's neat.
And she believes in the issue as well, as far as freedom of speech Just for your information, First Amendment is freedom of speech, John.
Oh, jeepers. You know, I thought, never mind.
That's something, you couldn't, right to arm something you couldn't have much of around the Days Inn.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, you had all the free speech you wanted. Just don't let anyone hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a democratic place.
Oh, definitely, sir.
So bring me up today. What have you been doing? Last time I talked to you, I think you were on a park bench or something, weren't you?
Yeah, the papers did blow away. Actually, I've become corporate person again.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that corporate or cooperate?
Well, that too. You got to cooperate to be cool, Barry.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, you know, all the... No, but I'm up here in a corporation here in St. Cloud.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to say now that you're on the air.
Oh, I don't know if Herberger's wants me to say that.
Yeah, please, whatever you do, don't say Herberger's on the air.
That or Finger Hut.
Yeah, no, that's about it in St. Cloud.
Well, yeah.
Or, well, no, wait a minute. They got, like, the Radisson up there and stuff, too, so.
Well, yeah, but we don't count them.
It's a booming little community.
Hey.
Dang it.
And we're bringing all the good folks up from the cities.
Really? Then how come I left? Oh, wait.
Like I said,
I just set myself up for that one. God damn, what's wrong with me?
Charlie, you know, if you were any better at this pie gum, I'd pay you.
We got our station going throughout the Twin Cities today. Because we actually floated the transmitter up in a weather balloon today.
All right.
So we got it floating, I don't know, just below where the airlines... What's the... Tom, help me out here.
We think it's just below.
Huh?
We think it's just below.
Yeah, hopefully.
I have a radio receiver here that gets the airline frequencies.
Really?
And it's been strangely silent.
Really?
For the last couple hours.
Planes are dropping out of the sky because of 107.5. Of course, that, you know, micropower radio is always accused of that.
Yeah, this
for making planes drop out of the sky.
This
well, yeah,
Christmas,
you know, aren't they normally attributed to, like, swamp gas or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Christmas, then why do they keep saying that May Day or something?
Well, anyway, I just called you because I just wanted to say, you know, I missed you over the year.
Oh, yes.
That we've been out of touch. And,
yes.
You know, it was kind of a culture shock because I used to see you up there every week. And,
yes.
And we suddenly just, we both got evicted from the Days Inn on pretty much the same day.
Pretty dang close, you know. Only you're able to go back.
Yeah, that's right, as long as I pay to rent a room.
You bet. I can't even do that. Goodness gracious, they put a wine folder up for me.
How about them Packers, huh, John?
One of the true people that didn't like the Packers before still don't like them, and by gum.
Well, and they're going to really hate this because I produced the song that's playing throughout Wisconsin called The Men in Green.
The Men in Green.
The Men in Green.
And we're going to play that one right now and dedicate it to you, John.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So have a good Christmas, and off the air, I'll give you my telephone number.
Sounds good.
And maybe you'll try to keep in touch this time.
No doubt about it, Charles.
Just like, is everybody allowed to call their friends on the radio this morning?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you got some telephone numbers, just rattle them off to me.
Send them over, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Heck
well,
yeah.
You rattle them off to me on the Marty, and I'll get it.
Marty's getting really tired.
Yeah. Marty, I'm so tired. All right, well, this is really going nowhere now, so let's just play The Men in Green.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you exactly where you can write or call to get your own T-shirt, huh, John?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, boy.
Hey, before you play The Men in Green?
What now? What now? What?
Is Howie still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Howie, Hanukkah. You don't have any need for unleavened bread, do you?
No.
Potato latkes. Because I'm growing a batch of it over here on my bread magic machine.
John's laughing. He doesn't know why. John, he got a bread maker for Christmas, and I don't think it's working really well.
It says it's rising, but
a lot of unleavened.
Oh, yeah.
Well, knowing you, Tom, Kathy's over there. Something's got to be on the rise.
It'll keep till Passover.
Just call it pita bread.
Everybody, get off my air, will you? Jeez. All right, come on. Let me hear it for the pack, y'all. Yo, cause the pack ain't whack, y'all. Let me hear you say. Thank you. Men in Green song is what that is. And if you want to get a copy of that for your very own personal collection.
You're totally out of luck.
No, actually, we have it. Did you figure out the telephone number yet?
Tell me that again.
Tom, I put you on one really simple mission. And
I know, but you had to learn how to spell some word.
1-888 Rivalry.
Rivalry.
R-I-V-A-L-R-Y. Okay.
7.
You figure it out for later.
1-4.
1-888 Rivalry is the telephone number.
8.
If you'd like to get a copy of that.
Hey, Charlie.
Do
you know what I want for Hanukkah?
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
9.
1-888 Rivalry. And you can also get your own complimentary. It's not complimentary. I don't know how they're working it. They're working some kind of a deal where you get the Men in Green t-shirt as well.
I got the number. It's 7889.
Okay, so it's 1-888-7889. Right?
Yeah, I think there's a digit missing, but...
7-8-8-9. There's like 3 digits missing. Oh. Jeez, don't listen.
Well, I'll keep working on it.
Rivalry is spelled R-I-V-A-L-R-Y. It pretty much sums up our show.
How you talk?
Oh, you guys talk amongst
yourselves. Oh, by the way, Sandy wanted me to invite you to Thanksgiving dinner. I know it's Christmas, but...
I was there at Thanksgiving.
I know. Would you like to come for Christmas?
Absolutely. And,
okay.
And she just does a terrific job.
She does. And this time it'll be at the Salvation Army.
Do you know what I want for Hanukkah?
What?
I want to see the Vikings play the Packers one more time.
Ooh, with some kind of glutton for punishment?
Yeah, yes, I am. Actually. Why not?
Can we invite Howie for dinner, too?
Sure.
Sandy, for Thanksgiving?
What, can Howie speak for himself or what?
For Thanksgiving or what?
Well, you can come for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll have a special Hanukkah treat for you at the Jewish table.
Have you ever had a potato latke?
Yes, I have. With sour cream.
Yeah, what do you think?
Pretty good. Yeah. Have you ever had charnina?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you go.
What is that?
Duck blood soup.
Really?
It's a Polish delicacy.
I bet you it's not kosher.
Nobody asked the duck.
We're also going to be talking about Kwanzaa today. And,
Kwanzaa.
And Ramadan. You know, we spoke with Havada. Oh, Havada. Hamad. I forgot his name suddenly.
The Havada of Ramadan.
Hamada. Over, works over Cup Foods.
Oh, yes.
And he told us all about Ramadan, so we'll be talking to him a little bit later.
And isn't it lucky that Ramadan comes in the wintertime this year? Because if you're not going to eat between sunrise and sunset, the days are relatively short.
I think they're very spiritual, but I don't think they want to kill themselves.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But Ramadan is not always in the wintertime.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was speaking with Hamada, well, we'll play the tape later, but
okay.
He said that in their religion, they believe that all of the written books are the true word.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that.
It's
pretty much the only religion I've ever heard of. Well, Howie, close your ears right now, will you?
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Would that include, like, the Wizard of Oz? Or, I mean all of their sacred written
books? Not Moby Dick. I'm talking about... I'll let him explain it to you.
Okay. Thank you.